Here we are, Post Magazine Podcast, Dan Restuccio with Seth Rosenthal from Tweak. So let's talk about the playback engine. How is your playback engine different from, say, somebody just opening it in QuickTime or some of the other ways of viewing movies at this point?
It's a pretty different scale. So, for example, we support OpenEXR, high dynamic range, high bit depth images, large resolutions, image sequences. We have a fully color managed pipeline. These are all things you can't do with tools like the ones that you've mentioned. We also let you cut things together and combine and recombine. So you can do A over B, you can lay things out in a contact sheet, you can draw on them, you can export it all. You can do this remote sync kind of stuff. So if we're doing, you know, film resolution or television broadcast work, serious level, it's all about pictures, right? Like that's, the whole industry is about pictures. What you give your client at the end of the day, you give them some pictures. That's what they're paying you for. And so the pictures are kind of important. And so it's important to have, you know, pretty awesome tools for looking at your pictures and managing them.
Everybody's pushing for higher resolution. They want to see 2K images playing back in real time, 4K images playing back in real time. How does your playback engine address that?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff we do. We do 2K uncompressed playback. Here on the show floor in the Fusion I.O. booth, there's a demonstration of RV running on a workstation with the Fusion I.O. Card playing back 4K uncompressed media in real time. So we can stream the 4K uncompressed and play it in our desktop player, which is, it's very cost effective and it stands up very well against very expensive competing products.
Can your player function in other software applications?
We work with tools like Nuke and Maya and Shotgun.
Okay.
You know, tools that are kind of common in the high-end visual effects tool chain. And we have direct integration with those products. So for example, you can render your stuff out of Maya and preview it immediately in RV, or you can work in Nuke, and compositors can send media to RV and do stuff. Like the RV is naturally very good at comparing multiple versions,
mm-hmm.
or keeping track of all the slight changes you've made in your comp. And the integration with Nuke lets you kind of manage that workflow. You know, kind of keep, make a visual history of your work before you submit it, you know, back for review.
You also mentioned color space, OpenEXR.
Yeah.
I imagine you can also do DPX. Are you able to do settings in there to customize it for, say, Rec. 709 or DCP-3?
We have a very industrial strength color pipeline. That's one of the key purposes of RV. So it's a very flexible color pipeline. You can mix media, like you can mix log space DPX with linear EXRs, with sRGB, JPEGs kind of thing. You can manage all of that, and you can convert it all to display it on the same monitor, or to convert it and output it. So it's often used specifically because of our color pipeline.
So if you're sitting here right now, instead of talking to me, you're talking some visual effects guy at a visual effects company and saying, you know, I got this movie coming up and, you know, I don't know, I'm looking at your software. I mean, what's sort of the magic words you could say to me that says, wow, this is going to really help me do the next version of Spider-Man at 4K?
Yeah, I'm disinclined to boast, but the companies using our tools, you know, ILM, Digital Domain, Weta, MPC, companies like that have probably the same concerns that you do. And they seem to be pretty happy with it. So I would suggest that it might work for your production too.